I'd like to discuss some of that. We'll begin this week. Some halachas of halachas Neir Shabbos will probably continue with next week as well. But the beginning of the mitzvah of halachas, and hopefully it might actually connect to last week's topic of Tosefes Shabbos. But the sugya of halachas Neir Shabbos begins with a Mishnah in Shabbos in Perek Bamei Malikin. That's the first source over here. Chavdal Mebeis of Yishmael Oimer Ein Malikin B'Taroin Mivnei Kavod HaShabbos. You're not allowed to light with a certain type of resin. Mipnei Kavod HaShabbos. Why were you not allowed to light with this resin? It's not Kavod Shabbos. So the Gemara in Chav Heyam Abayz explains what that means. What's not Kavod Shabbos to light with this type of resin? So Rabbi Yishmael, why are you not allowed to light with Itaron? My time. Amar Rava Mitoch Sherecha Ra. It has a bad smell. So if you're going to light with it, Gzer Hashem Yanichen V'Yetzei. You're going to light with it, you're going to put it down, and then people are going to run out the room. No one's going to be able to stay there. So I'm going to lay a bye. Let them leave. Who cares? Let them leave. Amalei. So Rava said, no. Shani Omer Halakas Ner B'Shabbos Chayva. Halakas Ner on Shabbos is a Chiyuv. And since it's a Chiyuv, so then they have to stay. Strange.
They have to stay for the bracha, or they have to stay after the bracha?
It sounds like they have to stay afterwards. Not only do they have to light, but they have to stay. So Tosus already jumps all over this. He says, "What is there a machlekes here, Abaye and Rava, whether or not you have to light halakas neir Shabbos, or you have to stay there? Is the whole mitzvah of halakas neir Shabbos a machlekes Abaye and Rava?" Yeah.
I just don't understand that, like give and take, because it's a chova, they have to stay.
We also don't understand that. Look at Tosus. Perush. Tosus says, "No, b'makom seuda." The idea that you have to eat next to the halakas neir Shabbos, the chayvehi sheyisay b'makom haner, meaning everyone knew there's a mitzvah of halakas neir Shabbos. Of course, there's a mitzvah of halakas neir Shabbos. What they're arguing about is you have to eat next to the neir Shabbos. Rava said you do. So if you're going to light with something that stinks, you're going to light it. Everyone's going to run out the room and eat somewhere else. So you won't be eating next to the neir Shabbos. And Abaye said, who cares? There's no obligation to eat next to the neir Shabbos. Let them leave. And Rava said, no, ani oimer halakas neir b'Shabbos chayva means that they have to eat next to the neir Shabbos. That's what they're arguing about. Abaye holds you don't have to eat next to the neir Shabbos. And Rava holds, no, you have to eat next to the neir Shabbos. Aval, me halakas neir gufe, lighting the neir Shabbos itself? Lo havi parach Abaye. Abaye's not arguing about that. Of course there's an obligation to light neir Shabbos. The pshita the chayvehi, of course that's a mitzvah. This non, how do we know? Because the Gemara says later on, Alam al alfa mebeis al gimel averos nashim meisos v'shas leidosan. We say this by Mem Adlikin for the Ashkenazim. Three averos, women could die. Gimel averos nashim meisos v'shas leidosan at the time of halakas neir. What are they? Chala, nida, and halakas haner. So of course. Women are obligated on halakas haner. She'ena zehiras halakas haner. So of course they're obligated on halakas neir Shabbos. That was not the machlekas, and of course there is a mitzvah of halakas neir Shabbos. It was not the machlekas of Abaye and Rava. The machlekas was: can you light with something that smells? Why? Because Rava held, yeah, not only do you have to light neir Shabbos, you have to eat next to the neir Shabbos. And Abaye held, you don't have to eat next to the neir Shabbos. You have to light neir Shabbos. But if it smells and people run out the room, so what? You don't have to eat next to the neir Shabbos. But of course, there's a mitzvah of halakas neir Shabbos. How do you know? That's one of the things. Nashim Meishos, v'shas le'dosan, it's Shein and Zahiras, but halakas haner.
How do they use that as a reasoning for women to do something? It's like we don't tell people.
No. That's not the reason. But we see there is such a mitzvah. What the reason is, we'll get to. But that's not the machlokas of Abaye and Rava. It can't be. Because of the Gemara later on. You follow?
Okay.
What is the machlokes of Abaye and Rava is only whether or not you have to eat next to neir Shabbos. But of course there is such a mitzvah, which we have to explain why there is such a mitzvah.
Where did Tosfos make that connection from?
That what?
The mitzvah is to eat there.
Well, that's what he's saying. People are going to run out the room. So Abaye says, so what? Let them run out.
Okay.
So Rava clearly holds people have to stay there. Why do they have to stay there? Because they have to eat next to the neir Shabbos. That's what Tosfos says. We'll explain. The Pnei Yehoshua already disagrees with Tosfos, and in fact, the Pnei Yehoshua's comment is echoed already by the, he probably didn't have this, but it's echoed by the Tosfos HaRosh. Says the same thing as the Pnei Yehoshua. He argues, and he says, no, Abaye and Rava are arguing whether or not there's a mitzvah of halakas neir Shabbos. Abaye holds there is no such, no mitzvah. You light the neir, people run out the room, okay, halakas neir Shabbos is not a chiyuv. And Rava argues, no, halakas neir shabbos is a chiyuv. Oh, what about that Gemara later on? The noshemeshes v'shas leidasam because they're not zahir in halakas haner. You see, there is a mitzvah of halakas neiris. So Pnei Yeshua says, 1 minute, and this is Rashash already says this over there. Why a woman killed? Why the noshemeshes v'shas leidasam because they're not zahiras b'halakas haner? It's a little extreme. Why should they? Why should that be the punishment? So neither we know, neither is kares. You're not nizar neither. Chala, if you don't take off chala, then what you're eating is untithed, the fruit produce. So then that's tevel. Tevel is also kares. Fine. But halakas haner? So the Pnei Yeshua says, no, what it means is, you look over here, what he tells you in the fourth line, in Osdalit over here, what it means is that they're not careful to stop doing malacha on Friday before Shabbos. They continue to do malacha into Shabbos. Oh, so then we understand why Nashim Ezra was Sasei Dasan al Zehain and Zahiris by Lachas Hader, because it means that they're violating Shabbos. Doesn't mean that you didn't light Neiros Shabbos. And in fact, whether or not there's a mitzvah of Havakas Haner seems to be, according to Pnei Yehoshua, a machlekes, a bayi and rava. Yeah.
What's that have to do with whether or not it smells? If they light it and people run out, they're still high. I mean, there's
the whole Pnei Yehoshua shot is difficult.
Still fulfill the mitzvah.
They would still
be stopping more.
No, by saying let them run out, there's no mitzvah of Havakas Haner. According to Pnei Yehoshua, that's what he's saying.
Pnei Yehoshua says there's no mitzvah of the chlap, rava.
Yeah. The whole thing, I don't know. It's a difficult shot. What, a bai holds? No, the half the pack by Mamalikin talks about Lachas Neir Shabbos.
So what's the Machlokas?
I don't know. The Machlokas is whether or not it's a chiyuv or not. Maybe you can do it if you want to, but it's not a chiyuv. You don't have to do it. So if people run out of the room, they run out of the room. But either way, you lit. Yeah, it's strange. Strange shot. Pashup shot is like Tosfos. And either way, we paskin like Rava that there is a mitzvah of halakas neir Shabbos. What was the machlekes Abaye and Rava? The machlekes, let's learn like Tysus, the machlekes was, what's interesting about the Pnei Yehoshua is he explains to you why women would be meshos b'sas le'dasan al she'ein and zahiras b'halakas haner. According to Tysus, it's difficult. Why is the punishment so severe for not being nizhar and halakas haner? The Pnei Yehoshua, that's a little better. But it's a difficult Gemara then. The whole Gemara doesn't make sense here with Abaye and Rava. So the way Tosfos learns Pshat in the Gemara and Oz Beis over here is that Rava held you're not allowed to light with this Itaron because it smells and people are going to leave and there's an obligation not only to light Halakas Neir Shabbos but to eat next to the Neir Shabbos. And Abaye held, no, you might have to light Neir Shabbos but there's no obligation to eat next to the Neir Shabbos and therefore if people leave the room, it's not a problem. Either way, we passing like Rava that there's a mitzvah of Halakas Neir Shabbos and according to Tosfos, you have to eat next to the Neir Shabbos. We'll explain that eating next to it soon. Okay, what is the source for the mitzvah of Halakas Neir Shabbos? Why do we have to do this? So if you look at the Rambam, look at Osches. The Rambam in the 30th parak of Hilchos Shabbos writes, Arba Dvarim Nemru B'Shabbos. There are four mitzvahs on Shabbos. Shnayim min HaTorah v'shnayim midivrei Seferim. Two min HaTorah and two midirabbanan. V'hein mefurash and alidei ha'neviim. They're explained by the Nevi'im. Shabbat Torah, Zachar v'Shamar. In the Torah it says, the mitzvah of Zachar is Yom HaShabbos, Akash HaShamah is Yom HaShabbos. And v'shenesparsh v'adei Nevi'im, there are two that were explained by the Nevi'im, Kavod and Oineg. Four mitzvahs of Shabbos. Zachar, Shamar, Kavod and Oineg. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, v'karasa v'Shabbos Oineg, v'kdosh HaShem v'chubad. It is an enjoyment, and it is something which we make holy. We give kavod to. So there's two mitzvahs, midoraisa of Shabbos, Zachar and Shamar, two mitzvahs, midorabbanan of Shabbos, of kavod in Oineg. Where does Halakas Neir Shabbos fit in over here? What is this a mitzvah of? We're going to get to Kiddush is a fulfillment of Zachar. Where does Halakas Neir Shabbos fit in? So Rashi writes in Oisei over here, that on that Gemara, about Halakas Neir Shabbos is a chayva, writes Rashi, Kavod Shabbos who? It's Kavod Shabbos. So it's the last of the four. Okay. What did Tosfos say in Ois Gimel? Tosfos said, Perush, B'makom Se'udo, you have to light Neir Shabbos in the place where you're eating. D'chayvehi, She'yisoy B'makom Haner, there's a chiyuv to eat in the place where the Neir Shabbos are. Mishum Oineg. So Rashi writes, it's a fulfillment of Kavod Shabbos. Tosfos writes, it's a fulfillment of Oineg Shabbos. What's the difference between the two? I'll tell you in a second. What does the Rambam write? Rambam writes both. Isvav writes the Rambam in Perek Hay of Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Aleph. Read the Rambam. Hadlakas ner b'Shabbos ain a rishus. Hadlakas ner on Shabbos is not a optional. Imratza madlik v'imratza ain a madlik. Nah, it's not optional. V'loy mitzvah. And it's not that you just get a fulfillment of a mitzvah if you do it. She'enu chayv lirdo v'achreha, but you don't have to run after it to do it. Achi asena. It's a mitzvah like an optional mitzvah. It's not a rishus, meaning something that's not a mitzvah at all. And it's not a plain old mitzvah, meaning if you do it, it'll be a mitzvah, but you don't have to do it. Kegoyin eruvei chatzeros and netilas yadayim. It's not like netilas yadayim. You don't have to eat bread. You want to eat bread. You got to wash netilas yadayim. That's not what hadlakas neiros Shabbos is. Elo chayva. It's an obligation. Ve'echad anoshim ve'echanoshim chayavim lios b'bateyam neir dovok b'Shabbos. Everybody, a man, woman, has to have neiros lit on Shabbos. Afilu ein loy ma yochal. Even if he doesn't have what to eat, shayel al hapsachim, he has to beg for money, go door to door, v'lo keach shemen umadlik es haner, he has to buy oil to light neir Shabbos, shezeh bechlau oineg Shabbos. The Rambam says it is oineg Shabbos. However, the Rambam, in Perek Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos, Oy Zayin over here writes,
you're saying it's a
chiyuv
on the individual?
Yeah, it is a chiyuv. Well, we're going to get to that. That's next week. The Rambam writes over here in Perek Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos, Misad Adam Shulchanah b'Erev Shabbos, a person should gather his make his table nice Erev Shabbos. V'apa pishe notarcha kezayis, even though he's only going to eat a little chali roll. V'chem misad Shulchanah b'Motzei Shabbos, he has to get his table ready on Motzei Shabbos. V'apa pishe notarcha kezayis, even though he's only going to eat a little kezayis. K'day lechabdoi b'knisaso v'tziyaso, in order to honor Shabbos when it's coming, when it's leaving. V'tzarech l'sakim beisam yibodiyom, you have to get your house ready on Erev Shabbos, Mipnei, Kavod Shabbos, because that is Kavod Shabbos, V'yenir Doluk, V'shulchan Aruch. You should have the candles lit and the table set, Umita Mutzah, Shekol Eilu Kavod Shabbos. Your beds have to be made. So the Rambam here in the 30th parak of Hilchos Shabbos writes that it's Kavod Shabbos. So which is it? Rashi writes it's Kavod Shabbos. Tosfos writes it's Oinek Shabbos. The Rambam writes it's both. In one place he writes it's Kavod Shabbos, and then Oinek Shabbos, in the next place he writes it's Kavod Shabbos.
What would the difference be?
What is the difference between Kavod Shabbos and Oinek Shabbos?
According to
the
Rambam, they're both from...
They're both Midir Rabban, Midir Nevi'im, Midir Seifim. But what is the difference between Kavod Shabbos and Oinek Shabbos? So the Gro writes in his parish on the Shulchan Aruch, and it was really made famous because Reb Chaim quotes it, and Reb Chaim thinks that this is correct. It's quoted in the Chiddush Reb Chaim on Shas, this parish of the Gro. That the Gra suggests the difference between Kavod Shabbos and Oinek Shabbos is the following. Kavod Shabbos is what you do in preparation for Shabbos. As the Rambam tells you here in the 30th parak of Shabbos, you get your table ready, you make your beds, you set the table, and you light Neir Shabbos. So that's things we do in preparation for Shabbos. We cook nice food before Shabbos, that's Kavod Shabbos. Oinek Shabbos is enjoying things on Shabbos. Midrabanan. That's also a chiyuv from Sefer Yeshaya. So Oinek Shabbos is to enjoy Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos is what you do in preparation for Shabbos. And this is apparent from the Rambam. The Rambam tells you Oinek Shabbos is what? That you should enjoy things on Shabbos. Shiyehei ner dovok b'Shabbos. The candle should be lit on Shabbos. But the obligation of Kavod Shabbos is to light the candles in preparation of Shabbos, to set the table in preparation of Shabbos. That's Kavod Shabbos. So the Rambam apparently held, writes Reb Chaim, to answer this contradiction, that the Rambam held its both. Rashi held the obligation of lighting Neir Shabbos is Kavod Shabbos. It's an obligation to get ready for Shabbos. You have to light Neir Shabbos. Tosfos held that the obligation of Halakas Neir Shabbos is Oinek Shabbos. You have to enjoy the candles on Shabbos. And the Rambam held that it's both. It is both a preparatory stage of Shabbos, something you have to do in preparation for Shabbos, and something you must enjoy on Shabbos. Yeah.
I mean, it seems like just based on the explanation of Kavod to
prepare for Shabbos.
To prepare to enjoy on Shabbos.
No. But making your bed.
Why are you lighting candles?
That's part of the preparations to honor Shabbos. You make your bed to honor Shabbos. You get the table set to honor Shabbos.
But you don't set the table so you can eat on Shabbos?
You do. And eating at a nice table on Shabbos might be Oinek Shabbos. So Rambam feels that the obligation of Halakas Neir, the question is, are you making, but is it primarily making the house nice for Shabbos, or are you supposed to enjoy light on Shabbos?
So how is lighting candles? How's that making it? How is lighting candles making something nice?
Because you're going to have light on Shabbos and you're preparing.
No! That's cool. When you walk into a room, even though no one's in there, and you saw that the room has candles lit, the candelabra, and the table is set, then you honor Shabbos in that fashion. You show it's chashuv to you. The Rambam says you're supposed to wait for Shabbos, like you're waiting in the waiting room to meet the president. You're supposed to be waiting with all of your clothes, waiting in order to greet the Shabbos. That's what these neighbors are for. Same idea. To wait to greet, to honor Shabbos by waiting to greet it. Or no, the primary function of Neir Shabbos is so we should have light on Shabbos. What is it? So the Rambam seems to say it's both. Yeah, Morty.
So according to the Rambam, you can't have
Kavod
Shabbos on for anything you do on Shabbos?
No, that's Oynik Shabbos. That's Oynik Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos is what you do in preparation for Shabbos, yeah.
I think he said that there are two candles, one is showing.
We're going to get to it. And in fact, there are both, in both of these ideas are implied by the Gemara in Shabbos and Chav Gimel Mebeis. Look at Ois Tess over here. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us, Amar Rava, Pshitui, it's obvious to me, Ner Beis of Ner Chanukah. Let's say a guy is doing his budget, and he doesn't have enough money for both. So which comes first, Ner Beis or Ner Chanukah? Which comes first? Meaning, what should you use your money for? The Gemara says, Ner Beis Adif. Better to use your money for the Halakas Ner Shabbos in the house. Why? Mishum Shalom Beisai. Because there's Shalom Bayis in the Neros. How is Ner Shabbos Shalom Bayis? No fancy, deep spiritual explanations. Rashi writes, because you're going to trip over each other. You're going to bump into people in the bathroom. It's not nice. Shalom Bayis means you have to have at least a little night. You have to have light. Otherwise, you won't have Shalom Bayis.
Wouldn't that be common sense? How would people go about their normal weekday maintenance?
Okay, but this is something you do in preparation for Shabbos. You have to have Neir Shabbos for... No! Thursday night, you don't have to necessarily do this, but Shabbos, for the purpose of earning Shabbos, to enjoy Shabbos, now it takes on halakhic significance as opposed to common sense, which is not always so common. So you have to... Now it takes on halakhic significance. That it's part of the mitzvah of Einik Shabbos as opposed to just common sense.
So they like, would they eat in the dark on a weekday night?
The guy doesn't have any money. Here he's going door to door to collect. So I don't know what he did during the week, but on Shabbos he's supposed to have a ner dolok on Shabbos. This is Einik Shabbos, to enjoy Shabbos. But then, go on, look on in the Gemara, ner beis of a kiddush hayom, therefore also if you don't have enough money for ner Shabbos or kiddush, ner beis is olive. Why? Mishum shalom beisai. So you shouldn't trip over each other on Shabbos. That's Oynik Shabbos. But then the Gemara continues, the bitu de Rav Yosef, the daughter of Rav Yosef, havi ma'acheres u'madlekes lo. She was a knacker, so she only lit Ner Shabbos right before Shabbos. Right before. Ma'acheres, she would push it off. Amar la Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said, to her Tanya, we learned in the Brayso, lo yomish amud ha'anan yomam, va'amud ha'esh lailu. When Klaiso was traveling in the Midbar, We know that they had an Amud Eish at night and an Amud Anan during the day. Cloud followed to protect them during the day, the Eish at night. So what happened? Lo Yamush Amud HaAnan Yoimam VaAmud HaEish Laila. What happened when it was coming close to the night? Melamed Shalom and Anan Mashlim LaAmud Eish. The Anan went to the Eish. VaAmud Eish Mashlim LaAmud Anan. They would wait for each other, but they would come out a little bit before. Not right at the exact moment. They didn't switch. There was an overlap. There was a little bit of time when the Amud Anan was there and the Amud Eish was there. The Amud Eish and the Amud Anan. They handed off the baton to each other, but there was overlap. So then she said, fine. So he was implying, he was telling her, you can't just light Neir Shabbos right before. You see, you're supposed to do it. Cover it is a little bit. Do it before a little bit. Don't wait until the last minute. The Amud Eish came a little early, so you should light a little early. So Savra Lakduma. So she said, forget it. I can't handle all this timing with the charts and the, you know. So she said, fine, I'll do it in the morning. Savra Lagduma. Amar Laha Husaba, until her Zayda told her, an old man, Tanina, we learned in the Mishnah, Vuvad Shalai Yachtim Vishalai Yachir. You're not allowed to be mocked in Neir Shabbos so early. The earliest you're allowed to do it is the Plaga Mincha. Why? We talked about this last week. Why are you not allowed to do it before then? Because it's not Nikar, it's a Kavod Shabbos. If you're going to do it in the morning, you light Neiros in the morning, a candelabra. That's a Kavod Shabbos? I don't know what that's for. Then you're lighting Neiros in the house. How do you know it's a Kavod Shabbos? Only if it's close to Shabbos. And you're supposed to do it a little bit before a Kavod Shabbos. So you see over here, both ideas in Neir Shabbos. Number one, it's supposed to be oinig. You need it for Shalom Bayis to enjoy the house on Shabbos. And number two, it's also the covered Shabbos. It has to be done in a fashion that it's nikar, that it's a covered Shabbos. You can't light it at 9 o'clock in the morning. Why not? I'll have light on Shabbos. No one's going to bump into each other. I'll light these, you know, big candles that burn for you know, 10 days, 10-day candle. And what's the problem? We have light on Shabbos, there's Shalom Bayis. The answer is it has to be lit in a fashion that's nikar, that it's obvious that it's a covered Shabbos. So you need both. You need covered Shabbos, that it should be lit in a fashion that it's a covered Shabbos, a little bit before, and nikar, not in the morning. And number two is you need it to be lit on Shabbos so that you actually don't bump into each other, so you have Shalom Bayis. And in fact, as David pointed out, the Shulchan Aruch in Osir over here, Siman Reish Sam Hakim Osif Aleph writes, that how many Neiros Shabbos do you need in order to fulfill the mitzvah? Mika Adin, you can get away with one candle, a little nightlight. But it says over here, Yehizor Helasas Neir Yafe, you should make sure to make a nice candle. V'yesh Mechavonim Lasos Beis Psiyos, many of the minig to make two candles. Echa Kenechet Zohar V'echa Keneget Shomar. Two candles, one for Zohar, one for Shomar, or more precisely, it really is one for Kavod, one for Oineg. Meaning there's a mitzvah of Kavod, a mitzvah of Oineg, and perhaps that's why there's two candles. One for Kavod, one for Oineg, or as the Shulchan Aruch says, one for Zohar, one for Shomer. The Ramah writes, many of the minig to add on more. You're allowed to add on more. V'yecholim lahoysifu lahadle gimel oydal l'neiros. Some say you could add on more. Some have the minig, by the way, you see more chassidish circles, some have the minig that since really the minig is two, you can add on, but since the minig is two, you shouldn't have one candelabra with 10 candles around it. If let's say a woman has 8 children, you shouldn't have one candelabra with 10. You should always have two separate. You want to add on other ones? Add on other ones. But yeah, you're supposed to have two separate. But you see that once in a while. But the more common minig is if people add on, so they get one big candelabra with many candles all around, because the Ramah writes, you're allowed to add on candles. There is a minig that many add on a candle for each child that they have. They light two candles. A woman lights two candles when she first gets married, and then they add on a candle for each child. That minig appears nowhere in the Gemara. It appears nowhere in the Paiskim. It's brought up in the later Achrenim, the Likutei Ma'arich, which has Minhagim, brings this minig, and he suggests that perhaps it's based on the Gemara. The Gemara says a woman who's machbet about Havakas Neir Shabbos, Havala Bonim Tamidei Chachamim. If a woman is machbet about Neir Shabbos, she'll have children who are Tamidei Chachamim. So you see, that's why many women daven. They say a little tefillah for their children when they light Halakas Neir Shabbos. It's not just because it's a nice time to have a tefillah. The Gemara says, if you're machbet about Neir Shabbos, you'll have banim that are Tamidei Chachamim. So every child that she has, she lights an extra candle to hope that they should become a Talmud Chacham or marry a Talmud Chacham or whatever. So that's why the minig is that many have such a minig that you light one extra candle for each child that you have.
There's nothing about like if you miss a time of halak. Like,
we're going to get to it. Wait, yeah.
But going back to the Shalom Bayis thing, if you have Hanukkah candles, it's going to. If you're saying it's just because people, you need light, if you have Hanukkah candles, you're still going to have light and people will see where they're going.
That's in the window. That's in the window, yeah. Or outside. Nowadays, in the window, but the Mikar Din is outside. Well, what is the candles outside the house going to help? So because there is such a minig, because of the Shittas HaRambam, and what seems to be from the Gemara, that there is two inyanim in Halakas Neir Shabbos. There is Kavod Shabbos, which is in preparation for Shabbos, and there's Oineg Shabbos, that you're supposed to light the candles, you're supposed to enjoy the candles on Shabbos. Number one, you're supposed to light them in preparation of Shabbos. Number two, you're supposed to enjoy them on Shabbos. So that's why the Drisha is one of the commentaries on the tour, whose father was the Sma. The Drisha's father was the Sma. The Sma is a commentary on Shulchan Aruch. It doesn't appear in Or Chaim or in Yeridea, but it appears in Chayshim Mishpat and Ebenezer. So the Sma, the Drisha quotes from his mother, the wife of the Sma. He quotes two halachas with regards to halachas neiros. So the Drisha in his hakdama to the tour quotes from his mother, the wife of the Sma, that she said that many women do wrong. What do they do? On Yom Tif, they light neiros Yom Tif once it's Yom Tif already. See, the first night of Yom Tif, the second night of Yom Tif, you have to light once it's Yom Tif already. You're not allowed to light before it's Yom Tif. Why? Because then you're preparing for second day Yom Tov on first day Yom Tov. You're not allowed to do that. So, but on first day Yom Tov, and on, when it's Yom Tov going into Shabbos, you have to light before Shabbos. You can't light once it's Shabbos. What about the first night Yom Tov? When should you light Neiris?
Before Yom Tov.
So, many women light once it's Yom Tov already. Why? You're allowed to light on Yom Tov. Second night Yom Tov, they're going to light on Yom Tov. So the first night Yom Tov, they also light on Yom Tov. So the mother of the Drisha, and the Drisha quotes this, said that they're doing wrong. You're really supposed to light, if the second day Yom Tov, you have no choice. But first day Yom Tov, you should light before it's Yom Tov. Why? Because if you only light once it's Yom Tov, all you get is what? Einig. You don't get covered. So she said, therefore, you should dafka light on the first night of Yom Tov. When you can, you should light before it's Yom Tov in order to cover line two mitzvahs. Number one, cover Yom Tov. And number two, einig Yom Tov. If you light once it's Yom Tov already, you only get einig, you won't get covered. So that's why she felt it was better to light on Erev Yom Tov rather than lighting on Yom Tov itself. And many have that practice. Why? Because if you only light on Yom Tov, all you get is einig, you don't get kibud. But if you light before it's Yom Tov, you get covered and einig. Interesting. This discussion, whether Halakas Neir Shabbos is covered Shabbos or Halakas Neir Shabbos is einig Shabbos, might also be the issue in the Tosis over here, in Ois Yud Aleph. Tosis in that Gemara, Chavhei Amibayz, where the Gemara said Halakas Neir Shabbos is a Chiyuv, discusses what does a Chiyuv mean? And then he discusses the bracha. He discusses a few issues with regard to Neir Shabbos. So writes Tosis Oisid Aleph over here. He writes, skip a few, we're not going to talk about Netilas Yadayim, but he writes, Umayim Achroinim, Kari, the first line, Umayim Achroinim, Kari Lechayva. The Gemara calls, skip it 10 words.
The third line?
His first line, Umayim Achroinim, Kari Lechayva. The Gemara also calls, in Maseches Chulin, Mayim Achroinim Achiyuv. It's a strange language. Mishum Sakana. Why is Mayim Achroinim Achiyuv? Because it was dangerous. The Melech Sedoimus, they were worried about Melech Sedoimus that could blind you or could kill you. Vishaharogai Nefesh, when they were eating, so they would eat with their hands, and you'd get the salt on your hands, and you might rub your eyes, you could go blind, you could get killed. Visharab, one time it happened, the guy got killed. So therefore, they instructed everyone to wash after you're done eating in order to wash off the Melech Sedoimus. V'chamiri tveimin harishayim. It's more chamor than my rishayim is a mitzvah. Is a mitzvah. My machrayim is a chiyuv. The Gemara says because it's a sakana involved.
What's the difference between
a mitzvah and a chiyuv? Chiyuv is because of sakana, or has nothing to do with a mitzvah. So Tosa says from the fact that the Gemara calls Neir Shabbos a chiyuv. That implies that it's somehow like Mayim Achroinim.
And I'm saying, what's the underlying difference between a Chiyuv and a Mitzvah?
Well, Chiyuv, that's what Tosis is to figure out, and he draws a parallel to Mayim Achroinim, which the Gemara calls a Chiyuv. What does it mean in that context? It means that there is Sakana involved. So Tosis says, is that what it means here? V'yesh Eroitzim Loimar, there were those who wanted to say for this reason, De'en Levarech Ahalokas Ner, you should not make a bracha on Neir Shabbos mi dekari lechayva. From the fact that the Gemara called it a chiyuv, because it's somehow dangerous if you don't do it, just like Mayim Achroinim, so Mayim Achroinim chayva vein tuna bracha. Just like there's no bracha on Mayim Achroinim, it's not a mitzvah, it's a chiyuv, meaning there's sakana involved. Maybe that's what it means here too. You should light Neir Shabbos, you don't bump into each other, but there's no mitzvah, as you said. It's just common sense. V'aymer Rabbeinu Tam, yeah, David, you want to say something?
Yeah, why can't a bracha be made out of chiyuv?
Because that's sakana. You don't make a bracha when you go to the doctor. It's a mitzvah. It's a sakana. You're preventing sakana. There's no mitzvah on a preventing sakana. V'aymer Rabbeinu Tam said, no, the shibashu. This is a mistake. D'loy domi l'mayim achroinim. It's not similar to mayim achroinim. D'loy havi ela l'hatzela ba'alma. Mayim achroinim is just for hatzela purposes, meaning sakana purposes. Ava halokas haner. That's why Tosfos writes in Maseches Chulin that nowadays we don't have Melech Sedoimus, there's no longer an obligation to wash Mayim Achroinim. That's what Tosfos writes. The Rambam quotes the halacha of Mayim Achroinim. I don't know, maybe the Rambam had Melech Sedoimus, I don't know. But there's two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch, whether or not you have to wash Mayim Achroinim nowadays. Tosfos says you don't have to, We don't have Melech Sedoimus anymore. And the Rambam says, quotes this halacha, that you have, many Rishonim quote halacha, that you have to. So it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, both opinions. The Gra there writes that you should do it because Al Pi Kabbalah is an inyan of Mayim Achronim. But because of the opinion of Tosis, some people don't wash Mayim Achronim, particularly if they eat with utensils. Maybe that was only in the time, many Pesachim write, that was only in the time that they ate with their hands. If you eat with utensils, I hope no. Then nowadays no one's eating with their hands. You know, a little bit.
That's what.
Yeah.
With
your hands? All right. Hamburgers. Pizza. I don't eat hamburgers that often. But all right. Yeah, I guess so. Pizza. Yeah. So, but if you eat with utensils, so then you don't have to wash my machronim because you didn't touch anything. What's the Melech Sedoimus? But either way, even so, Tosfos writes we don't have Melech Sedoimus, so some people don't wash my machronim. But the Gra writes you should do it al pi kabbalah. So that's why many treat it as a chumrah. So that's why the Aruch HaShulchan writes men should wash mayim achronim. They were machmir on this inyan of mayim achronim. And the Aruch HaShulchan writes that the minig wasn't for women to wash. The minig was, that's what the Aruch HaShulchan writes, the minig wasn't for women to wash. Others argue that if there's melech sedaimus involved, so maybe the woman, yeah, it's an old brisket joke. You know this joke? The briskers eat on Tainus, that's not Tisha B'Av or Yom Kippurim, real, not people who think that, you know, real briskers, real briskers eat on minor Tainesim. Why? Because they've held nowadays, brisker Rav, or Pchayim held nowadays, we all have the status of a Chayla, someone once died on minor Tainus, so they eat. They all have, we all have the status of a Chayla, and therefore you're supposed to eat on a minor tainus. They only fast in Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur. So one time, a brisker guy is coming home from shul on Shavuos B'Tammuz, and he comes to sit down to have breakfast. So his wife says to him, should I eat also? She says, no, you don't have to be machmer. Anyway, he says, oh, to over here, no, the Melech Sedoimus. No, you don't have to be machmer. You can have the Melech Sedoimus. So if a man's going to wash because he thinks that there's Melech Sedoimus, the woman should wash too. So many of the minig also that women wash. If you're washing because of Melech Sedoimus, so women also have to be machmir on the Melech Sedoimus. But if you're washing al pi kabbalah, so the Aruch HaShulchan held, so then men want to do this, can do it. He said the minig wasn't for women to do it, but there's lots of different minhagim. Some people don't have the minig at all. Some people have the minig that the men wash, the women don't wash. Some have the minig even that the women wash.
Doesn't it have a darshan from a pasuk that you should do it?
Mayim Mishayim, Mayim Achronim.
Yes.
Yeah, we've talked about it in the past. Yeah. Not now. But Rabbeinu Tam says, that was a mistake. Ner Shabbos is not the same as Mayim Achronim. Aba halakas haner hichoyva shal mitzvah zaynik Shabbos. Ah! Ner Shabbos is a mitzvah zaynik Shabbos. It's not just a sakana. V'kama chayva is hein detunim bracha. Of course, it's a mitzvah. So Rabbeinu Tam says, of course, you would have to make a bracha on halakas ner Shabbos. Of course. Then he goes on. Umasha Omer Tamacha Shalom Levarach. They quote another reason you shouldn't make a bracha on Malkus Nehru Shabbos. Mishum Shem Haisa Mudlekes V'yomedes. Let's say you had candles that were burning already. Burning already. Loi Hayat Sarach L'chabayis of Alachs or Lalika. You would not have to put it out and light it again. V'loi L'hadlik HaKeres. You wouldn't have to light a new one. So since if it would have been lit already, you wouldn't have to put it out and light a new one. So you shouldn't make a bracha. Because if you would have had one lit already, you wouldn't have to light this one. So therefore, even if you light it, you shouldn't make a bracha. Because if it would have been lit, you wouldn't have to put it out. So that's one other reason he says you shouldn't make a bracha. But then skip to the end of the Tosfos, turn the page. Second line, 1 second. V'ayit nira l'Rabbeinu Tam. He says, Rabbeinu Tam says this is a mistake. No. He says, first of all, Shem Haya Ner Mudlok V'yomed, even if you had a candle that was burning from 9 o'clock in the morning, Shet Tzarek Lachzor, L'chabos U'lachzor La'avik, of course you have to put it out and light it again. Kedah Amalei Ahusaba, like the old man told the daughter of Rabbi Yosef, U'bavad Shalai Yachtim, V'shalai Yimachay, you're not allowed to light in the morning at 9 o'clock. So if you have a candle lit from 9 o'clock in the morning, you have to put it out and light it again. And the first opinion in Tosfos held, no, if you have a candle that's burning, you don't have to put it out and light again. And that's why some said you shouldn't even make a bracha. Rabbeinu Tam disagreed. Of course you have to put it out and light again. What are they arguing about? Let's say if a candle burning from 9 o'clock in the morning, is that good enough for a Lucas Neir Shabbos or not? One opinion in Tosfos held, that's fine, you don't have to put it out, and therefore maybe you should make a bracha. The other one held, no, of course you have to put it out and light a new one. What are they arguing about? So Beis HaLevi suggested what they're arguing about is this. If Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos is Kavod Shabbos, you have to light it dafka the Kavod Shabbos. If it was lit from 9 o'clock in the morning, that's no good. But if the chiyuv of Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos is to have light on Shabbos, of Einik Shabbos, you shouldn't bump into each other, Shalom Bayis, so then even if it was burning from 9 o'clock in the morning, you're good. So they're arguing about, is the mitzvah to have Neir on Shabbos, to have light on Shabbos, or to light a candle, that's the Kavod Shabbos. And that's the nafkamina that if you have to put it out, if you had a candle burning already from 9 o'clock in the morning? That's the machlekes. How do we paskin? Look in Ois Yud Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says, the last line, the Ramah, V'mhaya ner dolok, Sim Reish Samar Gimel Sif Dawud, V'mhaya ner dolok, Mi Boid Yoyim Godol, you had a candle burning from 9 o'clock in the morning, Yechabenu, you should put it out, V'yachzor V'yadli Kenu L'tzarech Shabbos, you have to put it out and light again. The Kavod Shabbos. You want to ask me? They have to be lit le Kavod Shabbos. We're machmir that Neiros Shabbos should be an Indian of Kavod. It should be lit le Kavod Shabbos. Shouldn't have it from 9 o'clock in the morning. And they have to be burning on Shabbos. Both to lit le Kavod Shabbos and to enjoy it on Shabbos.
Is it from Plaga Mincha?
Yeah, after Plaga Mincha. It's Nikar that it's a Kavod Shabbos. That's the earliest you can accept Shabbos. So because of this, Halacha, the Shmir Shabbos Kochasa is a Bam Kasha. It's a good Kasha. He has the following. He says, nowadays, that we all have in the dining room, you're going to have chandeliers, you're going to have whatever lighting you have, lots of light. There's no shortage of light in our dining rooms throughout the house. So he asks, what are you really adding by lighting Neiros Shabbos? You're not adding any light at all. So in what sense is this Kavod Shabbos or Einik Shabbos? We have so much light, you're not adding anything. So look in the Shulchan Aruch, Reish Samar Gimel Sif Ches. Shulchan Aruch says, Mishnah next week we'll discuss this more at length. Beis or Gimel Bali Batim Oichlim Bemakom Echad. Let's say you have a few people eating in one place, not a hotel. Don't picture a hotel. We'll talk about hotels. Beis or Gimel Bali Batim Oichlim Bemakom Echad. They're all spending Shabbos up in the country somewhere. And they're all going to eat in the same place. Yei Shoimrim. There's some who say, Shekol Echad Mevarech HaMenoira Shaloi. Everybody should make a bracha on their candles. V'yesh Megamgim Badavar. There are those who say everyone can't make their own bracha. There are those who are not sure about this. They murmur about it. What's the issue here? The issue, says the Mishnah Berurah, is on that sif. I don't have it here. I'm sorry, I didn't put it here. But the Mishnah Berurah writes on that sif, the issue is, because you're just adding a little light. The first person comes to light, there's ner. Or, next person comes to light, do we really need your or? What are you adding? So Mishnah Berurah, so one opinion, Shulchan Aruch, you can't make a bracha on that. You're not adding any light. The other opinion is, no, you're adding some light. There's a difference between two candles and four candles. So you add a little light, make a bracha on the extra little light. Fine. So that's the two opinions in Shulchan Aruch. One opinion is you can't make a bracha on additional light. The other opinion in Shulchan Aruch is you can make a bracha on additional light. But the Shmir Shah, and we have the minute, we'll make a bracha on additional light. And Ramah says, we're not going to worry about this. You can make a bracha on Neiros Shabbos if someone already lit there already. You can do it. There's additional light. But the Shmir Shabbos asks, we add nothing. Zero. When you light your Neiros Shabbos in the room, you're adding nothing. Mamish, nothing. So how can you make a bracha on that? It's not Kavod Shabbos. You add no light. It's not Einik Shabbos. Nothing, nobody's enjoying it. You had Einik Shabbos. If there's Einik Shabbos, you don't need to light the Kavod Shabbos. You can have the candles burning from the morning for Einik Shabbos. As long as you have light burning on Shabbos. The Taisis had one opinion of the light the Kavod Shabbos. The whole Indian, though, of lighting, L'shem, Kedusha Shabbos, you don't have. Because we have enough light already without you. Yeah. So Einik Shabbos we have without the candles.
Right, exactly.
We have Einik Shabbos without the candles, but you can't make a bracha on that. They're lit already. So what are you going to make a bracha on? The Ner Shabbos that you're lighting now. But that adds, there's no covered Shabbos, we had light here already, and Einik Shabbos we had without them. Right. That's the cause of the Shmir Shabbos. So Shmir Shabbos quotes from Shlomo Zalman that he made a, he kvetched. He says the following terrace. He says, yeah, but it's a bracha on the mitzvah of Halakas Ner Shabbos. Even though you're adding nothing, it's kind of like a yahrzeit candle, you know, it's a candle with shame mitzvah. So you make a bracha because it's halakha l'shem mitzvah. I have a hard time understanding what that means. Halakha l'shem Shabbos. Ah, I don't need this one. And it's not lit, ready. It's not going to add any light. The Shulchan Aruch implied if you're not adding any light, you can't make a bracha. Shlomo Zalman said some sort of kvetch. I don't know. No, I have candles here already. What do I need your candle for? The Shulchan Aruch had one opinion. If one woman lit there already, you can't light there anymore. So we'll light there because you add light. Now your mama shared nothing with your candles. So in the truth is, yeah.
Can we see by Chanukah that we allow enough from the menorah based on the Shabbos? It adds enough light to
it dilutes, so you can't say you're only benefiting. No, because if these candles wouldn't have been there, I would have gotten the hanah from the shamish. I mean, let's say I have a whole room full of light. Oh, you're benefiting from the menorah. Is there benefiting from the menorah? The answer is no. There's other light here too. I could have derived this benefit without the halakha, the neiros of the menorah. So by having the shamish there, what you're saying is I don't need your neiros Chanukah. I could have had that halakha, the hanah from just the shamish alone. But that doesn't mean that the Shamash adds a significant amount of light. It just means I don't need the Neir Chanukah to do this activity. Yeah, it's a different thing. So in the Tshuvas of the Od Nidbaru, that's where Binyamin HaTzadik from Bnei Brak, the Sefer Shtembach has the same thing. Shechter also holds like this. They say that therefore it's better, what you should do is, I've told my wife this fire a bunch of times, she never does it, but what you should do is you should put out, I don't know what goes on in the Shechter house either. What you should do is you should put out the lights in the room, make a bracha, light the Neir Shabbos, and then turn on the lights also in the room, l'kavod Shabbos. Why? Because really you could be yotzei with the electric lights as well. We're going to learn when we get up to Melacha, all the way at the end of Havara, that as long as you have a glowing filament, Hot metal is considered to be a fire. Hot metal is considered to be a fire. So Shlomo Zalman writes in his Sefer about electricity called Ma'arei Eish that a hot metal, you could be Yotzei Neir Shabbos with hot metal. If you have an incandescent bulb, not a fluorescent bulb or a neon bulb or a LED bulb, but if you have those old-time, non-environment-friendly incandescent bulbs, so if you have one of those, so the hot metal, as long as you can see it, you can see the metal filament. It's not a frosted bulb. You could be yotzei the mitzvah of halakas Neir Shabbos with such a bulb. Neir Chanukah nobody held for whatever reason. Everybody has their own reason, but Neir Chanukah nobody held. It could be yotzei with an electric bulb. Shlomo Zalman writes because you have to have the fuel there by Neir Chanukah. Let's say I light Neir Chanukah with very little fuel, and I say, "Oh, I'm going to run to the store. I'm going to light now. I'll run to the store, get more oil, and then put it in afterwards." You can't do that by Neir Chanukah. All the oil has to be there when you light. So Shlomo Zalman held, the electricity is like the oil is coming, it's flowing in, but it's not all there when you light. So that's no good. But Neir Shabbos, Shlomo Zalman held, you could use incandescent bulb. So these poskim are of the opinion, what you should do is light your candle with covered Shabbos, then turn on the lights in the room if you have incandescent bulbs, but even if not, you're already lit, you made your bracha on your candle, but then turn on the electric lights in the room, the covered Shabbos, perhaps you could be yotzei with those too. I'm sorry. You light the Neir Shabbos, then you turn on the, you turn on, yes, correct, I apologize. Then you turn, excellent, then you turn on the lights in the room, then you make the bracha on both. The bracha is on the candle. No, you light the candle,
and then you light the light, and then you make a bracha.
And then you make a bracha. That's also luck in Neir Shabbos.
But first of all, that's also
what's the difference
of
the order?
That's also
because you want to make the bracha. You want your candle. Your bracha is really going on the candle. This also added.
But that's not. But the whole thing with the light, not everyone agrees that that's a yotzei, right?
Well, we're gonna assume that I think everyone would agree that you are.
But what if they don't? So then it's not.
If you don't, then you can't come to right. If you're in my shoe, so then you think like I do. I think you're yotzei like that.
Fine. So it's far. Anyways, they like they say a bracha beforehand.
Then you can do like a Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman helped you can make a bracha. What are you saying?
Take care of business.
Shlomo Zalman helped you can make a bracha on it. I think it's a good kasha. It's a good kasha. You're not adding nothing. So you're adding nothing. It's a problem. Shlomo Zalman said, okay, it's all right. Listen, second day Yom Tov, everyone is going to do this. Second day Yom Tov, there are lights in the room. You can't do anything about it. You're going to light neighbors Yom Tov. So okay, so it's a second day Yom Tov. So I think Rishach doesn't make a bracha neighbors Yom Tov second day because of this reason.
Can't you just say
most women won't hear from this. You don't try that at home. It's bad news.
Can't you just say that when you light the candles, when you say the bracha, you're not starting Shabbos yet, and that the das also that
you also. You could. We're not sure you're able to do that. They'll stick with the das.
Are women
accepting
Shabbos?
We're gonna get to this. The next thing. We'll get to it. We'll get to it in a minute.
But can't you do that in regards to driving?
We'll get to it in a minute. Huh?
Can't you do that in regards to driving to shul?
Men.
But a woman can't do that.
In theory, she could. Some held that doesn't work. Some held it does work. We're going to see it in 1 second. Yeah.
Well, can't you just turn off the lights, let her make huddle scenarios, and the man's going to turn the light afterwards?
You could. That's fine, right? Yeah, now the whole family's involved. I'm saying.
After she makes her bracha, the bracha's actually on.
You're already at Mincha accepting Shabbos early, half an hour early from last week. Now I'm saying, how many people are going to get involved with the procedure of lighting their Shabbos? It's going to become a whole family thing. We're going to get this. The next thing. Okay, good. So that's also part of the issue of covered Shabbos and Oinig Shabbos. If it's just to enjoy Shabbos, you can have candles there from the morning. You can have the lights on. That's fine. You have Oinig Shabbos. But we really would like to chaper on both covered Shabbos and Oinig Shabbos. So you have to add some light when you light. That it should be the covered Shabbos, so that's why somehow you should turn off the electric lights, light your neir Shabbos, then turn on the electric lights, then make the bracha. There is another yishuv, though, to this contradiction. In the Rambam, we mentioned, the Rambam has in one place it's covered Shabbos, and one place it's oinig Shabbos. So the Aruch HaShulchan, Ois Yudavid over here writes, V'tzarech lomar, D'tarvayu esneyu, there's both. D'bimakom sha'aychim, Tosfos already made this distinction. In the place where you're eating, having me covered Shabbos. That's covered Shabbos. Ubeshach Adarim. You need neiros in every room. You need neiros in the bedroom. You need neiros in the bathroom so people shouldn't bump into each other. All that is shalom bias. That's Einik Shabbos. People shouldn't bump into each other. Covered Shabbos is in the dining room where you're eating. That's covered Shabbos. That was why we were afraid that people are going to run out if it smells. So the Aruch HaShulchan says when the Rambam quotes both covered in Oinig, he's talking about in two different places. In every room in the house, that's Oinig Shabbos. In the dining room, that's covered Shabbos. That's why you don't need all the lights on. You have a night light as long as people don't bump into each other.
Right.
But that's why the Aruch HaShulchan claims that the minhag always was that we only relit Neiros Dafka the covered Shabbos in the dining room. So you should eat L'Kavod Shabbos. Nobody says to turn on all the lights in the house L'Kavod Shabbos, because all the other rooms in the house is just Einig Shabbos. Einig Shabbos could be there from the morning. It means you should have light on Shabbos. People shouldn't bump into each other. But it could be lit like that from the morning. So Einig Shabbos, it could be lit like that. You don't have to turn on the lights in the rest of the rooms of the house L'Shem Shabbos. But in the dining room where you're lighting, where you're eating, Dafka there, you should have, it should be lit L'Kavod Shabbos. So that could be the yishuv for the Rambam. Why in one place he writes Kavod, in one place he writes Einig. There's a difference between where you're eating and where you're, where the other rooms of the house. That it's just you shouldn't bump into people, and that's why we only go out of our way to relight L'Kavod Shabbos in the place where we're eating.
So what's the difference between Kavod and Einig now according to this explanation?
The rooms where you're eating is Kavod Shabbos, because that's the Iker place of Kavod Shabbos, and the place where you're sleeping is Einig Shabbos. Just you shouldn't bump into each other. You should enjoy Shabbos. And that's why, enjoying Shabbos, I don't need to light it, L'Kavod Shabbos, so in the other rooms of the house, we don't go out of our way to turn off the night light, turn it on. Turn off the light in the hallway, turn it on. You don't have to do that. But in the dining room, we should be makbid to light it, dafka L'Kavod Shabbos. If you're in a place where you're not eating there, but you're sleeping there, so then you would have to turn on one light anywhere in the house, L'Kavod Shabbos. But if you're eating there too, you should do Kavod Shabbos in the place where you're eating. Einig Shabbos is the whole house though. Yeah.
So,
Kavod Shabbos is to prepare for Shabbos, to show that it's chashuv to you. So you light candles, like you set the table, like you make your beds. Make your bed every day. No. But, we're not talking about that now. Okay. What about that? When you would light candles, okay, so that's the story. It's a covered Shabbos. It's a unique Shabbos. You know where the mitzvah of halachas neiros came from. One other halacha that we'll do today is the Ran over here in Oiz Tezayin, the Masechet Shabbos. And that Gemara, which we mentioned, about if you have only enough money for one set of neiros, neiros Shabbos or neiros Chanukah, you should do neiros Shabbos. Why? Because there's Shalom Bayis involved. So the Ran quotes from the Ramban, because of a Ramban, Mashmali, Da'af la'hakti magdim in ner beis l'shar Chanukah. Which do you light first? Chanukah is coming up sooner than we think. Which should you light first? Ner Shabbos or ner Chanukah? So he says, you should do magdim in ner beis l'shar Chanukah. First ner Shabbos, says the Ramban. Shekol ha'todir v'hameshubach mechavero kaidim l'chaveroi. Todir v'she'eno todir, whichever is more common, todir kaidim. So you should do Chanukah first. Why don't we do that? The Baal Halacha is Gedolos, the Bahag. Oimer, Veheicha the Kaboya Luke in Chanukah, Vener Shabbos, Bereisha Malik the Chanukah, Vahoder Malik the Shabbos. First, you have to light Chanukah, then Shabbos. Why? Shabbos is more common than Chanukah. The Avik the Shabbos, if you're going to light for Shabbos, Bereisha, is there Leila Halacha the Chanukah? Now you're going to be asked to light Chanukah because you accepted Shabbos when you lit Neir Shabbos. Mishum de Kibla Shabbos Alei. Because she accepted Shabbos when she lit Neir Shabbos. Says the Ramban, Vekama Dochok Zahatam. Who said, just when you, because you lit Shabbos, Neir Shabbos, you accepted Shabbos? Who said that I accepted Shabbos just because you lit Neir Shabbos? Halacha is Neir Shabbos, writes the Ranim Hedliko, Ma Kibul Shabbos Yesh Bekach. Who said there's Kibbalah Shabbos and lighting Neir Shabbos? We all assume like that. We assume like the Baha'i because we've been brainwashed. But the Ramban said maybe it's not true. Maybe there's no Kabbalah Shabbos when you accept Shabbos when you light Neir Shabbos.
There isn't. You have to make a tefillah, you know?
That's all to be chayshish for the opinion of the Baha'i. The opinion of the Baha'i is Halakas Neir Shabbos, whether you like it or not, is Kabbalah Shabbos. And if you want to get out of it, somehow you have to make a tefillah, somehow your tefillah doesn't work. Because it's too bad. When you light Neir Shabbos, you accept the Shabbos. Look at the Shulchan Aruch. Well, you're telling me bottom line. We're working to that. Look at the Shulchan Aruch. Sif Yud. Ois Tetz Vav LeBahag. Kevan Shehidlik Neir Shal Shabbos. Chalol of Shabbos V'Nes Arba Malach. The Bahag held once you light Neir Shabbos, too bad. You accepted Shabbos.
But what did you say to the opinion that you said before with the Shabbos candles and the lights? And then you make the bracha on the Shabbos candles.
What? No.
So here, why can't you just do Shabbos candles, Hanukkah candles, and then make a bracha on...
Make a bracha on all of it together.
Wait, you're going to get confused.
No.
One second.
Why? Same thing. You guys won't...
No, because the bracha is not going on the Neir Chanukah. So then it's like...
On Shabbos.
No. But you want to light Neir Shabbos,
right?
Then take a shower, then make a bracha. The Chanukah has nothing to do with Shabbos. So you lit Neir Shabbos, did something that had nothing to do with Shabbos, then you want to make the bracha now? That's a hefsek. But if I light the lights in the room, I'm yaitzei Neir Shabbos with that.
No, but if you have, why not have intention all that these should also be for covering Shabbos, the Hanukkah candle?
You can't use the Hanukkah candles.
So then why not make a bracha beforehand and then we get out of the safek?
Because it's hard to make the first.
So I'm saying, why not make the bracha beforehand?
Before Neir Shabbos. Can we get to the bracha? We didn't even get to that yet. We're going to get to that in a second. The Bahag. Kevin Shehidik Neir Shal Shabbos, Chal of Shabbos, Vanessa Abba Melacha. Once you light Neir Shabbos, you're too bad. You accepted Shabbos. Valpiza Noigos Ksas Noshim. Therefore, many women of the Minig. Sha'acha Shabarku Vehiliko Haneiros. Once they make the bracha and they light Neir Shabbos. Mashlichos Aharet Sapsila Shabbiyodin Shalikuba. They can't put out the match that they lit Neir Shabbos with, so they just put it down. Vein Machabbos Lito. Because once you lit Neir Shabbos, you accepted Shabbos. Vyesh Oirim. There are some who say they watered down the Bahag. Shemasne Kayim Shalika Shane Mikabela Shabbos. If she makes a tanai that it works, Vyesh Oimim Shaino Marla. Says the Shulchan Aruch is an opinion that a tanai does not work.
Who's that opinion?
That's with the Bahag. Marami Ruhenberg said a tanai works. Bahag really held it doesn't work. Vyesh Chokim Albal Halachas Gadol. There's some who reject the whole Bahag. That's the Ramban. Vyomim Shane Kabela Shabbos Tuyabad Lokas Haner. Shabbos has nothing to do with the Neir Shabbos. It has to do with Baruch Hu. Has to do with Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos that we mentioned. Okay? Because of these two opinions, the Shulchan Aruch, look in Ois Yudzayin over here. I only put the Ramah. But the Shulchan Aruch in Simei Reish Samei Gimel Sif Hei writes, Svardim don't have this meaning, but the meaning of Ashkenazim is, Yesh Misha Oimer, Shemavarchim Kaidim Halakha. Therefore, because of this problem, the Shulchan Aruch held the woman should make a bracha before she lights and then light. Why? She should make a tanai. She's not accepting Shabbos till after she lights. Just because she made a bracha doesn't mean she's accepting Shabbos. She accepts Shabbos after she lights. So she makes a bracha, then she lights. But the minhag of Ashkenazim was to be chayshish for the opinion that a tanai doesn't work. So therefore, what did the Ashkenazim do? They light. Yesh arimim shemevarech koidem hadaka. She makes a bracha before hadaka. But yesh misharimim, there are those who say that she should make a bracha after she lights. Because if you're going to make a bracha before you lit, you accepted Shabbos, now how can you light Erev Shabbos? You just accepted Shabbos. So better what she should do is the minhag of Ashkenazim. What she should do is, she should light, and then she should make the bracha. Ah, how can you make a bracha? It has to be Arvel Asiyah, son. It has to be before you do the mitzvah. So that's why she covers her eyes. She doesn't benefit from the light until after she makes the bracha. She lights the Neres, covers her eyes, she's not benefiting, makes the bracha, and now she is benefiting. That is the minhag of Ashkenazim. That is the minhag of Ashkenazim. I'll get there, 1 second. Let's get to the end, then you can answer your questions. That's the minhag of Ashkenazim. Sfarim make bracha first, and then they light. What if you're a man? You're not accepting Shabbos, now you're going to drive to shul. Or let's say it's a woman who made a condition, she made a tanai. So if she's already making a tanai, she wants to daven mincha, so she's going to make a tanai. Or she's going to drive to a guest house that night. Or a man is going to drive to shul afterwards. So he's going to drive to shul afterwards. Let's say his wife's not home for Shabbos, or he's single. So he's lighting Neir Shabbos on his own. Or a woman who's making a tanai. What should she do? Should she do like the Sfarim? Should she make a bracha, then light? Or should she continue to do this? Because you know what? If we start mishing with people, we start telling them, sometimes do this, sometimes don't do this, they're going to get all confused. So Mishnah Berurah over here discusses this issue on Yom Tif. Yom Tif, you're allowed to light on Yom Tif. So on Yom Tif, what should you do? Shouldn't you make the bracha and then light? So he says, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'im kein b'Yom Tif, do the shayich zeh, Mishnah Berurah oisid ches over here, Mishnah Berurah says, on Yom Tif, well, you can light on Yom Tif, so let her accept Yom Tif with the bracha, then light. L'kuli yama tevarech v'achakach tavlik. She should do like the Sfarim, she should make the bracha, then she should light. That's Rabbi Akiva Eger's opinion. Rabbi Akiva Eger held the same as with a man. If he's lighting Erev Shabbos, first he should make the bracha, then he should light, because he's going to drive to shul anyway.
What difference does it make if you light and say the bracha after, if you say it before?
If you say the bracha, if you're accepting Shabbos now, right, you can't make the bracha, then light. Because once you make the bracha, you accepted Shabbos, now you can't light.
Okay.
So that's why Ashkenazim, light, then make the bracha. Sfarim, light, make a bracha with a tanai. That they're not accepting Shabbos.
The tanai is in there, they hold the tanai in their mind as if I'm lighting.
Yes, obvious. It's implicit. But what about on Yom Tif? You can make the bracha and still light. Oh, so what should you do? Isn't it better to make the bracha like we do all mitzvahs beforehand? So in theory, you're right. So Mishnah Berurah quotes one opinion that yes, that's what you should do. But then that's Rabbi Akiva Eger. But then he quotes from the Magen Avraham that no, it's a loy plug. Don't start confusing people. So therefore, on Yom Tif 2, many women have the minhag that first they light, they cover their eyes, and then they make the bracha, Ashkenazim. And some have the minhag though on Yom Tif that you make a bracha before and then you light. You have both minhagim. Let's finish. 1 second. Even though the woman accepts Shabbos, one more thing and then we're done. The woman accepts Shabbos at the time that she lights. Look at the Shulchan Aruch Ois Tetzvav over here. The last line. 1 second, let me finish and you ask your questions. Shulchan Aruch writes Ois Tetzvav over here. Avashar b'nei Abayis. At the end of the line, second to last line. Even though the woman accepts Shabbos when she lights Halakas Neir Shabbos, Shar b'nei Abayis mutar b'melocha ad barku. Let's say a woman lights Neir Shabbos and the husband says, bye. He's going to drive to shul. Well, how can you drive to shul? Your wife just accepted Shabbos. The answer is, the husband, even though most things he goes, gets dragged by his wife, not for Shabbos. She can accept Shabbos, and he can still do malacha. Rav Moshe writes, the same is true in the reverse. Let's say a husband goes to shul, makes early Shabbos in the summertime. Can the wife still do malacha? So Rav Moshe says, yes. The wife does not schlep the husband into Shabbos. The husband does not schlep the wife into Shabbos. The only time you schlep somebody else into Shabbos is the second to last Mar Malkum over here is Ois Yates. Shulchan Aruch says, Imroiv HaKohol Kiblu Aleihem Shabbos. If the majority of the kohol, accepted Shabbos, the miut goes after them, and every shul is their own kohol. But if rav of your shul accepted Shabbos, so then the miut get dragged after them. So what does that mean? In the summertime, let's say we're in the country, well, each bungalow colony is their own kohol, and there's only one minyan, an early minyan. Or in your shul, there's only an early Shabbos. You don't even have a late Shabbos. It's only 7 o'clock Shabbos. Does that mean everybody gets schlepped along? Even the miut? So Amarja says no. The only time that a miut gets schlepped along is if they're really accepting Shabbos because they love Shabbos. Now's the time to accept Shabbos. You know why they're making early Shabbos? It's convenient. So Amarja said, nah, come on. You don't schlep everybody along because of your chap, because of your convenience. But the only time people get schlepped along is if it's the Rav HaKohol. And Rav Moshe said it has to be that they're doing it to accept Shabbos. But if it's not the Rav HaKohol, so then you don't schlep along other people. So that's why when the wife lights Neir Shabbos, she accepts Shabbos, not Chal on the husband. When the husband lights accepts Shabbos early, it's not Chal on the wife. She can continue to do Malacha. But what you could have is a strange phenomenon. This is the last thing. What you could have is a strange phenomenon then. You could have a husband comes home from shul. He accepted Shabbos. And his wife is going to come home and still doing malacha. So Reb Chaim said you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do that. The wife doesn't get schlepped along because of the husband, but she should make Shabbos before the husband comes home. Otherwise, it's like two kehilas in the same house. You can't have two kehilas in the same house. One kehila accepted Shabbos, one kehila didn't accept Shabbos. Reb Chaim said that's not right. So the wife should accept Shabbos before the husband gets home. But she doesn't have to accept Shabbos when he accepts Shabbos. Sometimes they put on shul schedules. We'll say be saying Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos at this time. So Rav said, you don't have to do that. Now the wife doesn't get schlepped along just because the husband has accepted Shabbos. The husband doesn't get schlepped along because of the wife. But when they're both in the same house after he came home from shul, they should both accept Shabbos. Yeah.